Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Everybody, let's give Jesus a hand clap of praise in the house on this morning. Amen, amen. God is good and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Just want to welcome all of you to Christ the King Redemptive Ministry for our live worship experience. We are so excited that you have taken time to join us this morning for Sunday worship. Amen. I don't know of any other place I'd rather be than in the house of the Lord. Glory to God. But before I begin, please, I want to give some encouraging words on this morning. If you would please turn your Bibles with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 8. The book of Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 8. Amen. One more time, the book of Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 8. And the word of God reads as such. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. But rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. And the Lord, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Amen. For once we were in darkness, but now we are in the light. Amen. That was a perfect segue. Amen. Once we were in darkness, but now we are in the light. So God is expecting us, amen, to walk in the spirit of truth, walk in faith, walk in obedience, amen, and walk in sanctification. Amen. Remember, people of God, that the fruit of the Spirit is goodness and righteousness, amen. And it is our job that we must every day make a conscious decision to pursue that which is right. We are to pursue to walk in the light. The Bible says if we walk in the light, then we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, amen. You're saying, well, prophetess, you know, there are some things that everybody's going through something. Yes, yes, everybody is going through something. But the bottom line is, does that something have you or do you have it? Amen. When it has you, then you have no control over it. It just leads you anywhere and in any direction it wants you to go. by your emotions or whatever. It just will lead you and drive you. Amen. But when you have control of it and realize that you are a child of the King and realize that it is under the blood and every sin that you have committed has been nailed to the cross, and daily you seek, amen, to please him, amen, in everything that you do, then you shall fulfill his light in your life, amen. And the Bible also says that we are no longer to have fellowship with those that are unfruitful, amen, those that are in darkness. Now, what is saying that we don't shun the people, amen, we don't walk past them and act like we don't see them if there is a need. But what the scripture is talking about here is that we cannot willingly try to pull up and park and sit where those who are unfaithful or unfruitful or those who are living in darkness reside. Because after a while, if you're not shining the light of Christ, amen, eventually that light or your light will become dimmer and darker. So we have that trouble with many people in Christendom today because they're trying to sit in places of darkness claiming that they're shining a light when in reality there's a shade over their light, or for some the lights have gone out a long time ago, but they can't recognize it because all they see are the lights that are in the dark places, the shades, and their eyes have been adjusted, amen, to their environment. But I challenge you today to come out of those dark places, amen. Become the light that Christ has called for. Come out of the dark places, amen. Always walk in love, amen. Always be willing to give a word of God, as they say, in season and out of season. And always remember this, be careful or be ready to even expose those things that are manifested by the light. You have to, as Apostle always says, you don't have to get rid of those friends that you have hung around with, amen, that were always not representing Christ. You start living the life before them, and 9 times out of 10, they will get away from you, amen. So if God is doing certain things in your life, you've made a change for the better, you become saved, you're trying to live on another level, on another dimension, amen, spiritually, then don't worry about out with certain people. Just recognize that when you are the light, darkness has to flee, amen. Amen. It has to flee. So be encouraged, love, brothers and sisters. Be encouraged in the Lord. Amen. And in his word on this morning. Amen. And that is just my word of encouragement for today. And now I just want to go into the announcements for this morning and then the events following. Amen. Letting you know that every Tuesday at 7 p.m., join us for Kingdom Lifestyle broadcast with Apostle McQueen. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., join me, Prophetess McQueen, for Prophetic Atmosphere. Every Saturday morning up until November the 21st at 9:30 a.m. and Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m., join us right here, Christ the King, Redemptive Ministries, for our live worship experience. If you are in the Brevard County area, we personally extend an invitation to you to come, amen, right here at our new location, 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121. Again, that's 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121. We are excited, amen. We will welcome you with open arms. Come, amen, expecting God to do something in your life. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. Amen. And I said up until the 21st, and I'll give more information on that as well. Please go to our website, www.ckr.org. There you'll find out more about us as a ministry in general. Amen. You could also become a vision partner and a prayer partner with this ministry, helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen. And for those of you who need prayer requests or you just want to go and check us out on our media page, amen, as you're going to, for those of you who want prayer requests, amen, and send donations, go to the top of our page, go to the Contact Us page, follow the instructions there. Amen. We will touch and agree with you. We will contact you at our earliest convenience. Amen. And for those of you who are wanting to see all of our broadcasts live, media tab, amen, click there. Not only can you see us right now and current, but you can also go back into our archives, our old broadcast, and catch up and hear what the Word of God has to say unto you. Amen. Glory to God. Now, the announcements, November 14th through the 16th. I am personally extending an an invite to you to my Women of Prophetic Destiny Fellowship that begins at 7 p.m. It is not just for women only, amen. It is for the people of God, male and female, amen. The word does not discriminate, and neither do we, amen. So please come out November 14th through the 16th, amen, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for Women of Prophetic Destiny Fellowship Conference. Beginning November 21st, amen, Friday night jam, Jesus and Me Ministries. Amen. That's going to begin every Friday starting November 21st right here at 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121. We are coming in. Come in your jeans. Get comfortable. We're coming to give God all praise, all glory. It is about praise and worship. Amen. And we are prepared to do that. So I'm calling out all the worshipers. I'm calling out all the intercessors. And I'm putting a call out to all the prayer warriors as well as the praisers. Come expecting God to move in this house. Amen. And do know that after we give Him His just due and the power of the Lord rains down in this place, then we will grab our Bibles. Amen. Excuse me. And we will begin to open up the Word of God. And any questions that you may have that you've been wanting to ask, or something that you've read in the Word and you want clarity, we're going to come together and sit at the round table. Amen. And begin to rightly divide this Word of truth. And the Bible says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. Amen. And that's what we're going to do on those days at Friday Night Jam beginning November 21st at 7 p.m. And then finally, January 29th through February 1st, 2015 at 7 p.m., Joshua Generation Young Warriors Conference. Amen. Woo! They are coming live and they're coming hot and heavy with it. We need you all to invite those who are young at heart as well as young people in general. Come, get ready for the Word of God. We have choirs, praise and worship leaders, dances, minds. We got it all going on. We can't wait for you to come, 7 p.m., 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121. Amen. Those are the announcements. Those are the events. Govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. Let us pray, and then the next voice you will hear will be from our praise and worship leader. Come on, let's look to the Lord. Father, we bless your holy name in this house. God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your power, God. We thank you that you have kept us all throughout the night. Father, we thank you that when we arose this morning, everything was in its proper place. God, we come on this day to asking for you to reign in our houses on this morning. We're asking you to have your way in us this morning, God. We just want to lift up our hands and give you praise and worship, God. We're asking that you would begin to change this atmosphere, Father. Make it conducive for signs, wonders, and miracles on this morning in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, we, your people, as we lift up our hands unto you, let the songs of worship begin to flow. As we lift up our hearts to you, let the prophetic sound and the apostolic word come forth to this morning with ease, with power. The breaker anointing, let it come in this house in the name of Jesus. Let it begin to flow over the airwaves, Father, and minister to those who are watching us even now and those who will watch us later. In the name of Jesus, God, we are expecting the signs. We're expecting for you to move in the lives of your people on today. God, we are even expecting to hear the testimonies of what the service has done in the lives of your people. We're already saying thank you in advance for that. And even now, Father, we ask that you would begin to touch the minstrels, God, and touch those who are singing, or the worship leaders as they begin to flow under the anointing, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask that you would just breathe your prophetic winds. Let them blow in this house like never before in Jesus' name. Let us hear a new sound and a new song raise up out of our bellies on this morning. God, even now, we thank you and we bless you for all that you have done. We thank you for the resources, God. We thank you for the people that are coming. God, we thank you for the continuous blessings. And God, we thank you filling our house, God, with those who are going to come and be able to lift up the arm of the leadership, God, and push and propel the vision that you have given the man of God forward in the mighty name of Jesus. God, even now I'm asking in your son's name that as the man of God comes, that you would ignite him with your fire, that you would breathe on him fresh anointing, God, that he would begin to of his belly, Father, in Jesus' name, and that the words will come will bring life. The words that were coming will bring healing. The words that are coming will bring whatever it is that the people need to hear on today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking that you would begin to stir up a prayer in this house, a cry in this house, that the only thing we want is you, and that's all we ever need. God, I'm asking that you would begin to bring up the prayer of the prayer warriors and raise up the intercessors, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we would pray your will in Jesus' name, that we will be watchmen on the wall, that you would begin to show us things, God, that we will know how to avert it in the spirit realm, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you and we bless your holy name for all that you have done. Now, God, we actually lift up those that are sick and shut in. We ask that you would send out healing tonight, healing this morning, in the name of Jesus. We hold up the Mack family right now, God. We ask for a speedy recovery on behalf of the Father. In Jesus' name, touch his body, God. Heal him and make him whole. Subside the pain now in Jesus' name. Heal, make it a speedy recovery that even when the doctors look at him, they'll be amazed by what you have done. Oh, God, put a song in his heart, God. Let him begin as he returns back to the sanctuary. Let him have a praise on his lips, a hallelujah in his mouth, oh, God, and a dance in his feet. We bless your holy name, God, for all that you have done. Knit the family together. Strengthen their hands and their hearts now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we bless and magnify your holy name, and we worship you for all that you have done. We give your name all praise, all glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We glorify your name, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. I feel your spirit all over me. I feel your spirit all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. I feel your spirit all over me. I feel your spirit all over me. I feel your spirit all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. I feel your spirit all over me. Moving. Oh, it's moving. Oh, it's moving. Down in my soul. Hallelujah. All over me. I feel your presence all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. I feel your presence all over me. I feel your presence all over me. I feel your presence all over me. All over me.
Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How many of you know that our God is big? He's strong. He's so mighty. For me, so.
problem too hard that he can solve. There's nothing my God cannot do.
Hallelujah.
We magnify you, O God. Hallelujah.
I need the all I need thee. Every hour I need Holy name in this house. Oh God, we give you
Hallelujah, Tom. Oh, I'm so steady as the guest.
Someone like you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we bless your holy name in this house. We give your name all the glory and the praise. We give your name all the glory and the praise.
Oh.
We give your name all the glory and the praise. Hey, God, I can't make it without you, Jesus. Oh, God, we need your power, Lord. We need your power, Lord. One more time, Jesus. We need your strength in this place. Oh, Jesus. We honor the Okoyanaya. We need to strengthen this house, God. Break your land of mind, Lord. Help us to say yes down in the depths of our soul. Help us to say yes together. Yes, down in our bellies once again. Let it be a river that flows from the Okoyanaya higher. Out of our belly, there flow rivers of living water. The power is what we need. Everything, God, in the Oshkara, that we possess, God, we give it to you tonight. We give it to you this morning, Lord. We give you our minds once again, God. Renew our minds in your word. Renew our minds in your presence, in your presence, Lord. Do it this morning, Jesus. Do it this morning, Jesus. Do it this morning, Jesus. Oh, God. Wreck the fire hearts this morning, God. Oh, baby, 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 change our hearts in your presence, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus! Oh, Jesus! Oh, Jesus! Not our will, but your will be done. On earth, in us, oh God, as it is in heaven. Oh God, this day, we say yes again. Remove every distraction, God. Oh, we your people surrender this morning, God. We surrender. We surrender. Every area, God. Hallelujah, every area. Oh, my. Even in our minds, God. You said we shall be renewed in our minds daily. Hiya. So whatsoever man thinketh, so is he. Renew our minds, God, in your word on today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you and praise you now for your presence already being in this house. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hi, God. Wherever you are, just begin to worship him just for a second. Just bask in his presence. Glory to God. I wish I had a half of a voice this morning. They said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody. Hallelujah. It never should be a time that we come in his presence without giving him his just due. Amen. He's been too good and too kind. Hallelujah. You don't know what you have to face this week. Your praise may be the very thing that saves your life. Glory to God. So we magnify the Lord in this place. And we pray that those of you who are watching us streaming live, that the Spirit of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, showed up right where you are. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Well, people of God, hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Jesus. We're preparing. Glory to God. As the atmosphere is already charged with his presence. Hallelujah. We are preparing our hearts now. We're preparing our hearts and our minds now. Glory to God. To receive, amen, from the word of the Lord. Being ministered to us from our apostle. Hallelujah. The man of God, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Glory to God. As he's preparing to grace the pulpit, I want you, amen, to open up your hearts and your minds now. I command every spirit that is not like God to become subject in this place. In the mighty name of Jesus, every mind that is wandering, I command it to become subject in the name of Jesus. As we draw our hearts and our minds in, amen, to hear none other than the angel of this house, Apostle McQueen. Let us receive him. Amen.
Praise.
Come on, let's give God a praise. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I don't know about you, but the Lord is here. How many of you can feel him? How many of you can feel him? Come on, look at your neighbor and tell him the Lord is here. I know he is. Now come on, praise the Lord right now. Lift up your praise in this atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and tell them this morning we've had a time already. How many of you have had a time already? Knowing that the Lord is here speaking into your life. Come on right now, begin to speak into this atmosphere and decree and declare the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Want to get into this word this morning. There are so many things that we are doing and that we're looking at. We want the Lord to have his way. Amen. Amen. As we begin to look at what he's saying to us and how he's saying it to us, we can take some confidence. Amen. In the fact that the Lord chose to come here this morning. Look at your neighbor and just tell them the Lord chose to come here. I'm trying to show you something here. There's a lot of people going to church this morning. Religiously, they'll show up at one edifice or another. But where the Lord chooses to go. See, the presence of the Lord is not just going to show up religiously. Amen. He's going to show up on purpose. And if he shows up here on purpose, amen, look at your neighbor and say, then that means he's pleased with us. Amen. I don't hear y'all out there talking back to me. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, the Lord is pleased with me. Now give God a praise. Hallelujah. Come on, open up your mouth and give God a praise. Amen. I want you to know that it is in atmospheres like this that miracles, signs, and wonders are manifested. Amen. Don't ever take it lightly that God would choose to show up at your end. Amen. Who are we? Who are we that he would even take such time to come and see about little old us? Amen. So we want to make sure that when he comes in, that we honor him in whatever the Lord wants, however the Lord wants it, it's his. Amen? Amen. Quickly, let's get into this word. Our time will have gotten away from us before we have completed our task. I'm not worried about that because this is what we are here for. And if we come in and we change the atmosphere, amen, then those miracle signs and wonders that testify of the glory of God will manifest in our midst. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell them this is why we're here. Amen. We get that together, then we stop going through all the formalities and formats and everything else. And who cares that you put together something you wanted everybody to see this morning? If God came in and he wasn't trying to look at it, I ain't either. Amen? Amen. I think too often we get so self-centered with our program, we forget that the program is really for him. We're just participating in his show. Look at your neighbor and tell him we're participants in his program. Amen. That means that he can come in at any time and just have his way. Amen. I just want to say, just remind you all that next Friday will be the last Friday that we don't do anything here. Amen. Because the following Friday, we will be in here for Friday Night Jam. And the same atmosphere that we just set now will be the same atmosphere that we're seeking every Friday night. Amen? That means we're going to come in lifting up our hands. I know right now I'm looking like this, you know, all apostolic, if you will. But I won't be looking like this on Friday. So I'll be coming in ready to, you know, stomp down, lay out, roll, whatever I got to do. We're going to come in here and just flat out give God his glory. Look at your neighbor and say, we're going to give him his due. And when we do that, then I know that he's going to be pleased with us. His glory will fill the house. And if you ever, let me just speak to my brothers and sisters out there who are trying to grow your ministry. If you want to grow your ministry, I'll give you a surefire way to grow the ministry. And it'll happen like that. All you have to do is get the presence of the Lord in your midst. And when he comes in, then everybody, and I do mean everybody, will show up. See, you have to understand that there's always a crowd that follows the glory. Amen? Let me say it again. There's always a crowd that follows the glory. Now, some people come for the glory because they are looking at the spectacle of it. What is it? How is this happening? This don't make no sense. Did you see that? They're coming as looky-loos. These are the people who sit in the pews and will watch you shout and then talk about how you picked them up and put them down. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It lets you dip funny when you do it and your head don't just wobble right back in there. Did you see that? Okay, those are people in the crowd that are just spectating at the glory of God. But there's another group in that crowd. And this other group in that crowd is actually participating in the activity. So when he comes in, they make a throne of praise so that when he comes in, he can sit on that throne. And I've talked about it before. We have to understand that the glory of the Lord has two components. There is the Shekinah, which is the visible cloud we can see. But then there is the Kabod, which is the weight of his glory. And when you understand that when he comes in and he begins to set down, what he's doing is he has got the pillows right. He has got everything what like he wants it. He got his cool drink on his side. He got the remote, everything he wants. And then he sits down in his seat, and he watches everything, and he enjoys what's going on. See, we're not trying to have him come through here. We want him to come and dwell here. Amen? Now, let me share something else with you, because it's not about a building. When he dwells, he comes and dwells with his people. We can leave from here and go next door, and the power of God will fall right there, too. We can go from here and go across town, and the power of God will fall right there, too. Amen? Because he dwells with his people. Amen? Now, it's not about a building. It's about a temple. Where's his temple? Everybody point to yourself. His temple is in me. You understand? So when he comes in and he makes his abode in his temple, he's making his abode in me. And when we come here for Jesus and Me ministry, we're going to be in here praising God and lifting up our voices and crying out before the Lord. Don't come in here getting in a rush waiting on the next thing to happen, because what's happening is what's happening. Amen? And let me say that again. What's happening is what's happening. That means when we get in here and we begin to praise God and cry out, oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And people are walking around and the power of God is going, and all we have is just open cords. Give me the one on the bottom and open up a cord. Come on, come on, come on. No. Tone it down, though. Tone it down. There you go. Whole steps down. Bring it back up. Bring it up again. And when you have that and the atmosphere is being stirred, it is at that moment that we begin to then speak into that atmosphere. Amen? I'm trying to show y'all something today. You wonder what the message is? It's how to get the glory of the Lord in your midst. Keep that going. Huh? So when we begin to set that and we begin to build upon that, then what you find out is that the more that you go in to that atmosphere, the more it becomes a residence with you. You dwell where he dwells. You see that? You worship because, see, worship is something where two come together to deal with their work. Huh? And when I go into worship, that means that he comes into worship too. You'll never go into worship by yourself. Whenever you go into worship, the Lord is there. Look at your neighbor and say, the Lord is always there. And see, you have to understand, he's waiting on us to enter in. Huh? We're talking about, Lord, we just want you to come. And he said, no, I want you to come on in. So we set the atmosphere, and then we walk into his presence. But we don't walk in like this, like we here now. No, we come in humbly. Lord, thank you for allowing us to come into your presence. And when we get there, then he begins to minister to us. Now, let me give you the secret to this whole thing. It's that when you get in there and you feel it starting to turn, that is not the time to try to come out so you can see what else is about to happen. Because that is what's happening. Do y'all understand? Do you understand? Look at your neighbor and say, once you make it in, stay in there. Say it again. Once you make it in there, stay in there. Okay? So when you see these things, and we get there and we begin to deal with this, then you'll understand how we get in and how we stay in. Amen? 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 Yesterday we started talking about the favor of the Lord. We started talking about how Joseph, no matter where he was and what he was dealing with, the favor of the Lord was with him. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I am favored. Yeah. Thing is with the favor of God comes a responsibility. God never gives you favor just to have it. Favor comes with a responsibility. Go to Genesis 12 and 1. Look what it says here. Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into the land I will show thee. Next verse. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Next verse. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee all the families of the earth be blessed. Shall all the families of the earth be blessed? So you have to understand then that what God is doing is when God begins to bless you and give you favor in your life, amen, it is never just for you. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm favored, not just for me. See, we got this thing backwards. We misconstrued what's really going on here. People have heard, you know, that I'm going to this revival and these people are doing this and I'm going to show up and they ask for my seed offering. I got my seed offering in my hand. I'm about to go get my blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when they call for the line, I've taken out a line of credit just so I can get my blessing. Stop. Hold it. Hold it now. Hold it. You are a blessing already. God has blessed you with sonship. Oh, see. Okay, now let me clarify what I'm saying here. And this is not to say that we don't need anything. It's to remind you that we do need some things. Amen? The lights have to be taken care of. Leases and mortgages have to be paid, amen? Insurances have to be kept up, amen? There are some things that have to be taken care of in the household of faith. Finances are needed. But we don't have to trick you into giving your finances because I can't promise you a blessing that I don't have to give you. Okay. Can I say it like this? There are too many people running after a blessing when they are the blessing. You see this? It says, and I will cause them that bless thee to, and I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Give it to me in the Message Bible from the first verse. Amen. And you have to understand that when God decided that he was going to bless us and give us favor, you have to understand favor is not something that you can earn. Favor is something that has to be bequeathed. It has to be given to you. It has to be shown to you. Listen to this. And the person that is showing it to you has to be of higher status or stature than you. You can't get favor from somebody who is beneath you. Favor always comes from above you. Look at this. God told Abram, leave your country and your family and your father's home for a land that I will show you. First of all, we have a problem here because most of us won't wait on God because he didn't tell us enough right there. What do you mean, leave my country? I like being an American. Okay, wait a minute, you're getting this all messed up. And your family, ooh, hold on. You know, we tight. When you come around here, you better know who the McQueens are. When you come around here, you better know who the Thompsons are. When you come around here, you better know who the Smiths and the Joneses are. Listen, he said, get away from your family. Look at what else he says. And your father's home. Why your father's home? Because everything from your identity to your security is tied up into your upbringing. You fell off the bike. Dad and mom came in and comforted you. So
Somebody picked on you and they told you, don't worry what they said. You this, that, and other. Oh, you ain't that. No, baby, you always going to be. Look at you. Let me see that side. Yeah, they just jealous of you. See, that's what the father's home did. No matter what happened, sometimes somebody came after you and they got close enough. Let me just talk about me in the playground at Nathan Hill Elementary School or Upton in Toledo, Ohio. When I was growing up and something was happening on the playground, all I had to do is make just enough noise, and I had enough brothers and sisters on that playground where I didn't have to worry about it. My sister Valerie would come over and she would fight the biggest to the smallest. My brother Scotty would show up and fight whoever. You understand? See, when you're in your father's house, you have a false sense of security. Listen to this. And a false sense of reality. Sometimes God is trying to deal with us, but we keep throwing up what we believe the truth is. And God's trying to show us the truth. Look at your neighbor and say, is God trying to speak to you? Can you hear him? Lord Jesus. Give me that next verse. He said, for a land that I will show you. In other words, I'm not going to give you no security in this. You're going to have to do this by faith. I'll make you a great nation and bless you. In other words, don't worry about your outcome. I've already secured your greatness. Look at your neighbor and say, you are great. Come on, tell them again, you're great. Because we spend most of our time running after people to tell us that we're something that we should already know for ourselves. Huh? How are you going to run after people? And here we go again. I got my offering, my seed offering that you asked for. Here I am. I'm ready now. And the Lord told me to tell you that great. Oh, I've been waiting on this word. I'm great. Stop. You are already great. You're a child of God. Do you understand that being a child of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ, means that you have greatness in your DNA? You don't have to wait for somebody to tell you you're great. You're already great because of who you are. Oh, let me say it like this. Because of whose you are. You belong to God. God don't have junk. God didn't make mess. God don't make mistakes. Huh? When you became a child of God, what happened is your natural blood became infused with the DNA from heaven. I'm a child of God. The blood runs through my veins, and if I need it, it will heal my body. It'll take care of me. Why will it take care of me? Not because I have Jesus' blood in there, but when he made me joint heirs with him and brothers and sisters, now I can say I'm a father just like Jesus did, and it will work for me just like it did him to ensure that he delegated to me the authority of his name. So now I'm not walking around just saying I'm a son of God. I actually walk with the authority of the Son of God. You see that? Look at your neighbor and say, are you walking in authority? Or are you just walking? I'll make you a great nation and bless you. I'll make you famous. He didn't say, I'll make you a spectacle. Can I just piggyback off of something I heard this week? And it's a reality, and that is that we got to get back to letting holiness be holy. We got to get back to letting righteous be righteous. We got too many things going on right now calling itself Christianity that has no markings, no bearing, no look, no identification of a child of God. It doesn't even look Christian. And yet and still people are saying, don't judge me. You know, this is my personal expression. But brother, sister, my personal expression is that I look like the one who called me. I look like the one that I follow. And if I'm following after Jesus, I should look like him. Coming up in here, tattoos all over the place. I'm not talking about those who was in that lifestyle before they got saved. I'm talking about people who are saved trying to go out and still get your nose pierced and your ears and then and your tongue and your lip and everything else and get dimples in it. I'm looking at all of that and they're talking about, I'm a saint. Did you ever see what the Bible says about marking and piercing yourself? Do you remember what happened on Mount Carmel when they was trying to call out to Baal? Oh, Baal hears, and they was cutting themselves and doing everything to get his attention. Whose attention are you trying to get talking about you being special? Can't you be special as a child of God and recognize that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Why are you trying to take his vessel or his temple and make it look like everything that don't know him? You have to understand, when you go over into some of the cultures where there's Aboriginal natives, and Aboriginal cultures, they mark themselves because they're trying to demonstrate through their marking who they are. They're trying to have an identity, but they're trying to have a separate identity. What changes me from you is how I mark myself. So your markings actually tell who you are. Parts of Africa, they go through ritual cutting so that when the scars heal, they'll leave patterns and things. What are you doing? Talking about you're a child of God and you look like him and you're trying to identify with a culture that you're not even connected to. See, we don't know about all this paganistic worship and what they did because we're so busy trying to assimilate the world around us. Instead of being those who are called out from amongst them and being separate. That means I shouldn't be looking like them after I found out who I was in him. Hello, somebody. See, I'm not talking about people who got tattoos and stuff and then came to Christ. I'm talking about people who came to Christ and talking about, I need some more ink on me. But wait a minute, hold on. Are you a child of God? Why are you doing that? And we ain't judging everybody. Christianity don't look like Christianity anymore because you're so busy telling people don't judge you. But if we don't judge you by this word, what are we doing? Why are you trying to make a name for yourself? The Bible tells us right here, I'll make you famous. You don't have to grab your fame. He'll use you and you'll have a name that will register in heaven. When your name is called out, hell will tremble because they'll recognize you know who you are as a child of God. Look at your neighbor and say, God will make me famous. Thank you for shouting out my name and talking about me, but I ain't worried about you. I'm worried about him shouting out my name and saying to me who I am and what I am. Because if God makes me famous, then he'll keep me from the scandal that you are famous for. Amen. Look at this. You'll be a blessing. You see that? So if I'm going to be a blessing, then that means, first of all, I have to be a blessing. I can't be a blessing to you if I don't have the resources to bless you, which means that he has to bless me first so I can be a blessing to you. Next verse. Because I think what we do here is we get messed up with this. I'll bless those who bless you. So first of all, he's going to make me a blessing so that I can be a blessing. And then he's going to back up my blessing. You see that? He's going to make me a blessing so I can be a blessing. And then he's going to back my blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. I'm so sick of hearing people talk about their haters. What's your hater going to do when you're blessed? And if they come up, what's going to happen to them? Those who curse you, I'll curse. Why are you fussing and talking about, ooh, my haters, who's going to put my haters down? Shouting, da 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 da. No, sit down. Why are you shouting over the demise of another soul? Oh, come on now. They just, let me show you something. and I used this example before. If you have a pet, and that pet is loving and caring and very careful and everything, let that pet get hurt. And when you go to check the pet, the dog or the cat or whatever will bite at you, will nip at you, and everything else. And you'll sit back and go, why are you doing that? I fed you and I nurtured you and I raised you from birth and all. And I don't believe that you bit me. What happened is they wasn't trying to hurt you, but they were hurt. And when you came to deal with their hurt, hurt people will hurt you. Look at your neighbor and say, hurt people will hurt people. So now here's somebody hurting you, and you ready to put them up under the bus. Get on a bus, load it up with all your friends, make sure they're good and heavy, huh? And then you want to drive that bus over them and make sure you get the front wheel, the back wheel, and the one behind that. Then you're going to pull up slightly and back up on the other side so the other wheels can get some. Boom, 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 boom. And you want to sit back and turn on your high beam so you can see what you've done. Because you got to know you ain't going to mess with me. And all that was happening there was the child of God was hurt. And when you came to deal with them, not having spiritual insight, you got hurt. And instead of praying for them like the Bible tells you to, you decided that you were going to crucify and punish and destroy. How many people won't go to church today because when they were hurt and they were crying out and responding to their pain, somebody attacked the hurt? They love God, but they ain't going to no church. How many of y'all know somebody like that? Our job is to deal with them and let God deal with the rest. Listen, I'll bless those who bless you. Those who curse you, I'll curse. Now look at this. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you. Now, let me just say something here. We have to understand that in the body of Christ, God has given us a mandate. Look at your neighbor and tell them, God gave me a mandate. The mandate that God gave me was that I'm supposed to go out and do his work. Okay, let's go over here to Mark, amen. Mark, the 16th chapter, and let's go to that 15th verse. We'll stay here in the Message Bible. It'll be good. See, in the body of Christ, we missed it because, like 1 Corinthians 12:28, God has pointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, health, administration, varieties of tongues. Now, what he's done is that he has given us, amen, he has given us the ability to structure and lay foundation in the body. And when we understand who we are and we do our assignments and our job, then we can help the people of God go on to do the work that God called them to do. Amen? When they get to doing their job, then they'll stop infighting for position. They'll stop bickering and complaining because of things that people have done. They'll get back to this assignment. Then he said, here we go, Mark 16:15. Then he said, go into the world, go everywhere and announce the message of God's good news to one and all. So listen to this. When it says go into the world, it didn't say go and look like the world. It didn't say go and act like the world. It didn't say go and identify and try to come to menial grips with what they're doing over there. So what am I going to do? I'm going to sit over here and, well, you know, we're going to celebrate everybody and everything. Well, you know, everybody got a little something. You know, we just so judgmental. Ain't nobody say but us. We got it right. And ain't nobody got it. They didn't even come over here because stop, hold it. When you go into the world, you're going out there as a beacon of light. You see this? And when you go out as a beacon of light, people will see your light and say there's something about you. How many of you ever heard somebody say something like that? You know, there's just something about you. Okay, do you know what that something is? It is the light that shines in you. That is Christ. And when they say that, what they're trying to do is figure out how in this dark, dismal place, you still have a joy and a light. But that's why we're going into the world. Go everywhere. And when they ask the question and announce the message of God's good news to one another, go to the next verse here. Whoever believes and is baptized is saved. And whoever refuses to believe is damned. So now we don't have to worry about going off and talking about who's going to make it to heaven or hell. You fail to believe? No. You refuse to believe? You've already said it. There's no gray area here. Do you believe? Nope. Done. Do you believe? Yes. Done. Do you believe? I don't know. You got to believe one way or the other. I mean, if you ain't believing, then you don't believe. There are some doubts there. So that's done, isn't it? No gray area. Next one. Now, this is how we are a blessing. Amen? This is how we are. These are some of the signs, notice that word some, that will accompany believers. They will throw out demons in my name. They will speak in new tongues. Now, that speaking new tongues, let me say it like this, because it's not just your kibobosha. We're not talking about glossia just. We're talking about how you address and deal with one another. Before you got saved, you cussed everybody out. You got saved, you stopped cussing folk out. You see what I'm saying? Before you got saved, everybody said something to you, you had a quick, fast, you know, response to him or to them. You going to let them know, you know, what you, because you ain't going to call me this and that. I may be the only this tall, but you ain't good. Oh, hold on. Everybody say, speak with new tongues. I think we think that that right there is when we come to the altar and we spit out Jesus. That's it, come, keep going. He getting it. No, hold on. Mm-mm. When you throw out demons in his name, then you stop calling demons out. You understand? You stop calling people stuff that they shouldn't be called. You stop talking about people. You start speaking into people's lives what shall be. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, speak into my life. What shall be? Uh-huh. Go to the next one. That means you can't be walking around telling people, kill yourself. Where's the glory of God in that? Just have to throw that in there. Amen? Okay, they will take up snakes in their hands. They will drink poison and not be hurt. In other words, if people come around you and you have to deal with anything that would take you out, God already got your back. Don't worry about putting on the gloves or the rest of that so you can try to go over there. No. If you have to take it up, God got your protection. They will drink poison and not be hurt. That means that anything that should come and affect you on the outside, snakes, anything that will affect you on the inside, poison, can't harm you. We also understand that those are spirits and persuasions and witchcraft and other stuff. They will lay hands on the sick and make them well. And we already know that this works. So how are you going to be a blessing? You're going to release the oppressed. You see that? You're going to heal the hurt. You're going to do what we need to do. And it's not going to tear you up. Amen? See, the glory of the Lord has to come here. But it's not coming if we don't know what we're supposed to do with the glory. We set the atmosphere here. And when the atmosphere is set, people should come in off the street hurt and be able to get healed in his presence here in the house. Amen? Should be able to go to another level. Deliverance should take place in our midst. No one ever laid hands on you. All you did was just get into the atmosphere where he was and just worshiped him. Loved on him, called out his name, spoke highly of him. And then what he does is he begins to call out your name and then speak highly of you. In his voice, in his tongue, in his words comes the healing, comes the deliverance, comes the restoration. Whatever is lacking in your life, every deficiency is corrected and brought into proper life. You see that? He fine-tunes. It works like it needs to work. Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sin. I pray that you pray this prayer with me. Father, forgive me of my sin. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation. In the name of Jesus. Lord, if they prayed that prayer, I pray that you lead them to a Bible-believing, a Bible-teaching ministry where they can be developed and mature and go on to do the work that you called them to do. I pray right now for the sick and the shut-in. I pray that angels are released into your life and into your environment, into your circumstances to minister to you. I pray for our sons and daughters around the world in the ministry. I pray for the orphans and those who are looking for resources to do kingdom work, that you would release them in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, our website, www.ctkr.org. There you'll learn more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us and help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Listen, I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen, along with my wife, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We just want to remind you here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121, in the city of Cocoa, that God has worked for you and that it's his will for you to live the kingdom lifestyle. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We'll see you on Tuesday at 7 p.m. for Kingdom Lifestyle broadcast, and then Thursday at 7 p.m. for Prophetic Atmospheres broadcast, and then again next Saturday at 9:30 and Sunday at 8:30 for the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries worship experience. Go with the Lord. Be blessed in his name. We love you. Come on, give God a praise.